Welcome to another episode of Prep with Mike. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, and the website is prepwithmike.com if you'd like to hear more of these podcasts. Today's episode is about cities versus suburbs versus rural America, and this is focused on America, but I guess some of this applies everywhere in the world. But depending on where you live, what realistically, what threats can you expect to be facing as the radical left, the Black Lives Matter terrorists, the deep state, treasonous traitors, and so on, try to disrupt this upcoming election and throw America into total chaos? Realistically, what can you expect to happen? Now, I'll say up front, for example, that realistically, we don't expect Black Lives Matter terrorists to go into rural America in large numbers and try to shoot up people in rural areas. Why? Because rural people tend to shoot back, for one thing, and in rural areas, they don't have friendly district attorneys that will let them off and let them out of jail without bail. Those district attorneys, which tend to be George Soros-funded DAs and prosecutors and so on, those are in liberal cities, liberal counties, liberal states. So that's where Black Lives Matter is focusing their acts of terrorism, because they know they will never be held accountable, because the whole, you know, legal system, the justice system, is totally corrupt and favors them and lets them off without any real, you know, ramifications for their actions. But in rural areas, you will face disruptions and infrastructure failures. There's a zero-day attack that's been talked about taking place the day after the election. And by the way, I've already recorded another podcast on this that talks about, I believe, that on election day, that there will be Black Lives Matter terrorists shooting up people at polling stations, or perhaps setting off bombs, and just to try to disrupt the elections. But the day after the elections is when we expect there to be a lot of attacks on the infrastructure, perhaps bombings of power grid substations and so on, things like that. Because the radical left and the deep state, they want max chaos so that they can disrupt the counting of votes, because they know Trump is going to win. So they want to disrupt that and drag it out as long as possible. And Hillary Clinton says that Joe Biden should not concede the election under any circumstances, even if he loses. He should not concede. Oh, by the way, just as a side note, remember during the debates in 2016, when Hillary Clinton asked Trump if he would concede the election if he lost? And he said he refused. He said, no, I can't concede in advance unless I know what's going to happen. And then the entire mainstream media attacked Trump, saying Trump refuses to concede the election if he loses. Well, now, fast forward to 2020, Hillary Clinton has said the exact thing that she was attacking Trump for. Hillary Clinton has said Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, which means she's already challenging the outcome of the election in advance, refusing to concede even if the Democrats lose. So what a hypocrite, right? But then again, if hypocrisy didn't exist, there would be no Democrats. They're all hypocrites. But in terms of what you're facing in rural America, we don't anticipate large numbers of actual terrorists going, you know, farmhouse to farmhouse trying to kill people. Although there have been remote cases of such incidents being threatened and perhaps planned, but I don't think this will happen on a large scale nationwide. However, if you are in the suburbs, you should absolutely be prepared for that to happen. If you're in the suburbs, you could have roving lunatic bands of Black Lives Matter terrorists / Antifa terrorists going into your neighborhood. They've already been doing other actions like this, you know, running around neighborhoods with loudspeakers, waking people up at 3 a.m, threatening so-called white neighborhoods and so on. These are practice runs for what they're going to do around the election. They're going to go into those neighborhoods and they're going to burn houses down. They're going to loot and murder and try to shoot up those white suburbia homes and just try to kill as many white people as possible. This is what Black Lives Matter believes in, is political outcomes through violence. This is what they are. They are a terrorist group. They're founded by people who are convicted terrorists, by the way. experts in bombing and fascism and, you know, quote, social justice actions on the ground, which is really just another name for terrorism. So suburbs, you should be prepared to be attacked. Now, in the cities, it's even worse. Not only are you going to be attacked in the cities, probably, because, well, that's where Black Lives Matter can just go out on foot. They don't even need transportation. They can just run around on foot attacking everybody. But there in the cities, you're also going to suffer the worst consequences of the infrastructure failures, the lack of food deliveries, the lack of fuel at gas stations, the lack of electricity, which would just be horrendous for most cities. So in the spectrum of rural America versus suburbia versus the cities, the closer in you get to the cities, the more dangerous all of this becomes. You're more likely to be attacked physically. You're more likely to suffer bombings. You're more likely to suffer the infrastructure failures that are more serious in cities. So your preparedness actions should therefore be dependent on where you expect to be when these things go down. Now, perhaps you have a bug out plan to get out of the cities, but how do you know you're going to make it out? How do you know you're going to leave early enough before things start to hit the fan? Once the bombings begin, law enforcement or the military may shut down the highways in and out of the cities. I mean, that could very reasonably happen. You may be stuck in the city. So maybe your plan is to get out and you've got a log cabin somewhere in the wilderness with your gun, because you're not allowed to have a gun in New York City, let's say. But what are you going to do if you can't make it out? So you need to have a plan for that as well. And for those of you who live in the country, understand that infrastructure failures tend to get repaired in the higher population density areas first. So if there are widespread attacks on the power grid, for example, you in the rural areas will likely go longer without the repairs to reestablish those services that you depend on. So whereas, you know, again, the disadvantage in the city is you're more likely to be shot at and attacked and maybe bombed and so on. If you're in the country, you're more likely to suffer long-term infrastructure failures. And that means, of course, if you live in the country, you need to plan for longer durations of outages and food disruptions and power grid failures and so on. But then again, it's easier to do that kind of preparedness if you live out in the country. You normally don't have a lot of space limitations, for example. You've got more space to store stuff. And if you need more space, you know, build a barn or install a shed or something. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do to add more space, and that might be necessary. But in a city, obviously that's very limited. And also in the cities, you've got Democrats that don't allow you to own firearms and ammo in many cases, or certainly don't allow you to carry them. They don't allow you to have high capacity magazines, which we call normal capacity or standard capacity magazines. They don't allow you to own AR-15s, so standard ARs. Are illegal in California to purchase anyway, maybe to own at this point, who knows? So if you are attacked, how are you supposed to defend yourself in a city when all the treasonous Democrat governors and mayors and legislators have taken away your right to defend yourself? Hence the wisdom behind not being in the city when it comes around to election day. And that's really, I've just got to underscore this. When it comes to November, you really should be out of the city for good, if possible. Get out. I know it's getting harder and harder to get out. The moving companies even have a waiting list now just to move people out. And lumber prices have skyrocketed, so it's expensive to build a new house somewhere in the country. You're going to have to find a place that already exists and maybe pay a premium price for it. But you need to get out of the city before November 3rd, you know, if not sooner. Definitely be out by November 3rd would be my advice. So at my website, prepwithmike.com, I've got a lot of other preparedness how-to information, including videos on firearms and how-to advice on preparing your firearms and so on, being able to defend yourself in legal ways. By the way, I don't advocate anything that's illegal. It's all 100% legal because I abide by the rule of law. In fact, I wish we could restore the rule of law in America. That's what we really need. But you can find a lot more information about preparedness and survival tactics and wisdom at prepwithmike.com. Also, listings of in-stock items from my online store, healthrangerstore.com. since so many things are sold out right now, we have this dynamic page set up for you that has live time in stock items. So if you see it on that page, we've got it in stock and it's ready to ship. Sadly, our storable food products called Ranger Buckets are usually out of stock, but we are manufacturing several hundred at a time. So every once in a while, you'll see those in stock and then they sell out in about an hour, sadly. But you can check the website frequently to see what's actually in stock. We've got hundreds of thousands of pounds of certified organic food materials on the way to our warehouse. And we're doubling the size of our warehouse, by the way. We're really ramping up production. We're doing the lab testing on everything to make sure it's clean, organic food. So it's the cleanest, most heavily tested, storable food anywhere in the world. Nobody does even attempts to do what we do in terms of food testing. So if you want storable food that you can trust, it's been tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, you know, all those tests. We do that routinely. Just go to prepwithmike.com and you'll see the listings. Thank you for listening. Be safe.